So hot.
This is the third take I'm doing because look at all this mess here. I'm trying to... Okay, this is the right microphone. So, what's up, guys? Another weekly update. As far as revenue goes, more or less the same. Like, 500k per year. One thing that is different is that now I'm going to push again in order to onboard more clients. Sometimes it feels like an odyssey away, going from 500,000 to 1,000,000. But if at the place where I'm at now, it's not that difficult in the sense that when my service costs now, for example, 3k per month, that means that if I get 10 extra clients, like a net 10 clients more, that's 30k per month. Well, 40k per month is 500,000. So really, I am 14 clients away from reaching 1,000,000 per year, 14, which is not that crazy if you think about it like that. And on the other hand, that is assuming that the newsletter is not going to grow at all. So whoever doesn't know what I do, I understand. I run a tiny little business that makes 500,000 per year. It's a newsletter and a agency as well. And you can have a look at it at getcyberlease.com or cyberlease.com or cyberlease.co. All those domains work. Okay, so I've been writing every single day since 2020, and this is the updates for the past week. So let's get into it. I have my laptop here, and the first day is July 31st, 2023, and the blog post is called Beautiful Machines. I bought a camera recently, and I have never been this inspired to capture moments. I've been traveling... This is the camera, by the way. This here. It's amazing. It's amazing. I've been traveling the world for years, and even though my phone has an amazing camera, arguably, at video, it's better than this even, right? And, you know, iPhones go head-to-head with $10,000 cameras nowadays. Like, they are so good. But they never inspire me to capture moments, you know? Never. I bought this camera 2 weeks ago, and I have already taken more photos than I had all my life, basically, before that. Because I'm not really a photo person. I wasn't, at least. Now I'm now I'm hooked on it. I'm obsessed, but generally speaking, I would never really take photos. And the difference is that it's a dedicated device only for one thing, for taking photos. And just the fact that I have this in my pocket or in my hand while I'm walking down the street makes me see everything through photographer eyes, you know? Like, even places I have walked by thousands of times now seem new and interesting. Even a little side note, like, you know, this might sound stupid, but I used to love the moon a lot, right? But I never used to, because I'm an astronomy nerd, but I never really used to appreciate the sun or see the beauty in the sun. Because mainly because, like, as an amateur, you cannot really observe the sun. But with photography, I've fallen in love with the sun, you know? Like, all the different lightings it gives you throughout the day, like the morning, dawn, and the dusk, and midday, and sunset, and... You know, anyway, photography is awesome. I'm kind of hooked on it now, but in general, I love dedicated products, whether it's digital products as well, like Cyberlease, for example, is very dedicated and niche down. This is also a very niche product. Machines can be very, very beautiful and inspiring. August 1st, 2023, embracing entropy. So I used to try to build the perfect passive income business, I remember. In general, just battling perfectionism and embracing entropy, you know, like accepting that there will always be shit that has to be dealt with in your business, in your life, in your relationship, whatever. A few more recent places where I had to battle this was in my business, accepting that it's not going to, like, this service that I'm running is not going to be like a SaaS, a passive income business. It's okay, you can work a few hours per week. Delegating, I hired a couple of VAs and I was trying to delegate stuff 100%, you know, like they own it. They will never ask me for anything. Not true. Like, it's more like, I saw someone say it as the 10-80-10. So it's not even the 20-20. You give a little bit of guidance in the beginning, then they perform the 80% of the job, and then the last 10% is like, give them feedback again. Again, I accept it that it's okay. I used to try to avoid sales calls, you know, like I did not used to enjoy them. But now I'm accepting them. Okay, if that is the price to run a $1 million business, to have sales calls, how many? Yeah, boom, I can do like 10 a week. That's fine. And so on and so forth. Even with clothes, I remember I used to buy t-shirts. This is the t-shirt I like. I'm going to buy 10 of these so I never have to worry about t-shirts. Really bullshit, you know? Like, it's a fallacy. And life is Sisyphusian, and if you know Sisyphus, he was a Greek king who was tricked a god anyway, and he was sentenced for eternity to roll a boulder up a hill, only to see it roll back down again and again. And that is kind of like life, you know. It's a fallacy that you will avoid entropy and work. It's like saying, you know, I want to clean my room so well that I never have to clean it again in my life. It's not going to happen. You're always going to have to clean your room. You know, you always have to be working on your diet and your body, you know. You always have to be working on your happiness and fulfillment. So yeah, just embracing entropy and embracing the fact that you always have to put effort in everything. That was August 1st. August 2nd, 2023, Lindy lifestyle versus living in the zeitgeist. There are many times where I wonder if I'm living my life in a timeless fashion or not. Not that it's bad to live according to your era. We all do it. Every single one of us does it. But I think it's like collective intelligence throughout the years can be used here to our advantage. If something has held true as a good lifestyle choice for thousands of years, maybe there's some robustness to it, and maybe something we should think about, you know. An example would be, okay, like physical health and mental health and working on yourself and self-improvement, embarking on a hero's journey, all those are things that have been told again and again throughout millennia. Whereas more modern things, like, I don't know, like being Instagram famous or chasing sensationalism, and anyway, just be wary of trends. As you can see, this is kind of a raw idea I'm working in my mind at the moment. But yeah, like, live a timeless life, a life that someone would be envious in ancient Rome, modern day New York, and futuristic Shanghai as well. Like, even your great, 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 great grandkids would be envious in a good way of your life. Yeah, and some of them, yeah, anyway. Most of those things that are closer to being timeless are those that are closer to our biology, because society can change and technology can change, but biology changes very slow. So things like an active sex life, or friends and family and love in your life, or exploring, like satisfying that innate curiosity. Like those things, I think, will always be valued, and it's worth considering. August 3rd, 2023. Buddha. So I was in Thailand up until like 2 weeks ago. I was there for 3 months, and I would see Buddhas like everywhere, like everywhere, like every 10 meters there was another Buddha. And I'm not a religious person at all nowadays. Of course, I may change my mind, but at the time of recording this, I am not religious. But religion, in my humble opinion, obviously, is just philosophy or a way of life that, in order to give weight to it, and get everyone to follow it, some people gave it a face, whether it's Jesus or Buddha or whatever, and gave it also a supernatural story to it, like woke up from the dead, or reached enlightenment, or fill in the blank. Of course, this is my humble opinion, right? Of course, I don't want to trigger anyone. But the fact that it's philosophy for me does not take anything away from it. I love philosophy, so if anything, I respect it way more by approaching it that way. Personally, for example, I love the middle way concept of Buddhism, right? Whereas everything with measure. And it reminded me again, like we all do this, we all just try to, fit it in our own little life. But it reminded me that my ideal lifestyle is not too much work, like around 20 hours per week. Not more, not less either, right? Because not too much pleasure is also important in the middle way. Not going out every day, like enjoying drugs, sex, like you should do everything with measure, not all the time. Exercise and discipline. We need discipline, I feel. And physical exercise is fundamental. And having fun, like everything. You need discipline, you need fun. You need work, you need pleasure. You need being surrounded by people. You need to be alone sometimes as well. So the middle way, is a concept I absolutely love from Buddhism. And the last blog post is August 4th, 2023. It's called Time Traveling. And yeah, sometimes the way forward is going backwards. Like they say, like one step back to take 3 steps forward or something like that. Or like finding your old self and having a conversation with them. An example was the other day, I was looking for inspiration to tweet things, to create a few tweets and maybe tweet something. And I went to my old Twitter account, and I just went through my old tweets. And honestly, like my content was 10 times better than it has been this year. A lot of it was very inspirational and very real and very authentic. And I feel like I've lost touch in many ways, I read in those tweets and screenshots that I would upload that my appreciation for just running my own business, that is it, even if it was 1 to 2K per month, was insane. Like you could tell from my tweets that I was full of happiness, enthusiasm. Oh my God, I can't even say that word. And excitement about the future. And now I'm running a $500,000 per year business, and some days I take it for granted. And some days I'm not even grateful for it. I might be even complaining in my mind. So yeah, I was so inspired by myself, just by time traveling back. And I do it sometimes with my blog post as well. It's super cool to do, and one of the main reasons why I'm still writing every day. So that was it. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will come back with another update probably next week. Peace out.